I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Sanctuary Stage is a program of Lynn Benton Community College's Theater Department aiming to give voice to the voiceless by bringing together community members to share stories about issues of interest and turn them into plays. The latest play is Tango Mike, bringing together the experiences of local veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and their families' struggles with post-traumatic stress. Joining me by phone at KLCC is Dan Stone, writer and director of Tango Mike. Thanks for taking a few minutes today, Dan.
Not a problem.
Well, the plays that Sanctuary Stage produces are unique in that they're based on the results of what you call story circles and community-engaged theater. Tell me how the story circles worked in the case of creating Tango Mike.
The idea of community engagement and community-engaged theater is, you know, like you said, bringing voice to the voiceless and looking at the smaller micro-communities within our larger communities. Oftentimes, the smaller communities with a story to tell, with something happening within the community that should be shared with the rest of us, that should be shared with the rest of us as neighbors. And so a story circle is just a gathering of these individuals in the community. We provide a very safe place for these individuals to share their experiences and stories. And then typically, from these story circles, we will invite people who are interested to hold personal one-on-one interviews. And then from those story circles and interviews, we start looking at, so what is a common denominator within this community? What is a common story? And the more story circles we held, the more interviews we conducted, it became very apparent that the common thread was post-traumatic stress disorder.
Talk about one or two of the veterans that brought things forth that were perhaps surprising or central.
There's one veteran in particular, a dear friend of mine, Lewis Franklin, who served with the Oregon National Guard. He had seen two tours of duty in Iraq. He had also been shipped out to Katrina. A lot of his stories you will see in that play, but he's actually in the play itself, which is extraordinary. He has shared a lot of visual imagery with us. There's video projection in the play. You'll see a lot of that visual imagery in the play itself. And one female veteran, I won't give her name, but it was a very striking story about her experiences being raped in the military. And come to find out, that is something that goes on more than you would believe with female soldiers and sailors. And a number of our interviewees had gone through the same thing. And so hearing her talk and a few other female veterans talk on the same subject, that had to be in the play. Because, you know, PTSD just isn't about, you know, it's not always combat-related. It's any kind of trauma. And it just so happens that the trauma that some of these female vets were facing were rape.
It's a very intense and difficult aspect of the veteran experience, to be sure. And I think one other aspect that must come forward in this play is not only how PTSD affects the veterans themselves, but their families. How is that a critical aspect
Absolutely.
Of this play?
One family in particular that we interviewed in Salem, I'm going to paraphrase what she told me. She says, you know, we are our own unit, and I have my husband's six. Meaning, you know, I have your six is slang for, you know, I have your back. It's just heartbreaking. I'm choking up thinking about it right now.
It's not always about the combat itself, but the return from it that creates new stress.
Absolutely. There's one character in particular in the play who talks about that. He talks about being hyped all the time and on guard all the time when on deployment. And then coming home, that sense of overvigilance does not go away, and there is no outlet for it.
What do you want the result for the audience to be when they come away from seeing this?
Hopefully, they will look at veterans in a different way. These young vets coming home from Afghanistan and Iraq, it's like they're in this weird void. I don't want to say they're almost forgotten about, because in a lot of circles they are not. But I want people to walk away and see a younger vet and say, wow, I understand.
Thank you very much, and thanks for the time today.
Oh, you are so welcome.
Dan Stone, theater director at Lynn Benton Community College and writer and director of Tango Mike, a play built from the stories of local veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan and other wars and their families suffering from PTSD. Tango Mike will be performed Thursday, November 20th through Saturday, November 22nd at the Russell Tripp Performance Center in Albany with free admission for veterans, reserve military, and LBCC students with ID. For tickets and information, sanctuarystage.com, and for an extended version of this interview, visit klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.